This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
A Pointer reports that the Third Court of Appeals ruled in favor of journalists and ordinary bystanders who video record police. The three judges appellate panel ruled in the case of a Temple University student who was a member of a police watchdog group in Philadelphia called Up Against the Law. A whole bunch of media organizations signed on to a friend of the court brief in support of these folks. And the groups argued that the right to video record police in a public place is a First Amendment right. And if the police could stop a bystander from recording an officer in a public place, then police could stop journalists, too. And this has always been kind of a weird thing that we're not allowed to video record or audio record police working in public. And of course, everyone now basically has a camera or a video recorder with them in their pocket with their cell phones. So it seems like it would be very hard to enforce this. I'm not sure most general citizens would know that if they took out their camera, their phone, and started video recording a police officer, that it could cause problems for them.
Yeah, and just a couple years ago, I recall that the law changed here in Illinois where you weren't supposed to be able to record in a public place unless you had everybody's permission to record. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many times that law must have been broken. Because yeah. People were always recording video. And, I mean, that was – smartphones were a big thing then. They are a big thing now. But people were recording all the time video. And any news reporter that would go out and cover a protest – I mean, I can recall going to Chandler Park and recording people mm-hmm. there protesting a couple times. You know, and you can't get everybody's permission to record. It's just not going to happen. It's not realistic. So I think it was a bad law to begin with, and I'm glad that you are now – you legally have the right to record in public, and you have the right to record police officers as well in public places. I think you should be able to do that. I don't see harm in that.
No, and I agree. I think how do you enforce this? I agree with that point. And given – if you look at or have watched a newscast – over the last recent years, I mean, think about all the number or the glut of submissions that newsrooms get with video from the public about some kind of an outbreak or a riot or a police issue that or a police shooting or something of that nature, a traffic stop that happened. Think of all those things and how are they going to try to figure out what is legal or not. We have to do our best just to make sure as journalists that we're within our rights, that if we're on public or rather public property, not private property, but public property, we should be able to take photographs or to shoot video within our rights and what we're protected by.
Yeah, I would say even storm chasers. You might inadvertently get a few other storm chasers in your video. Mm-hmm. So while you're dodging tornadoes, do you need to track down everyone who might show up in your video and get their express written consent?
Yeah, and another thing, public versus private property can be sometimes very difficult to ascertain which is which. In Macomb, Illinois, it's usually pretty easy to figure out if you're on public property or not. But in a market like Las Vegas, Nevada, where I used to work and live, I had a former student / former coworker arrested. He was a news photographer covering a tax day rally in front of the Trump Hotel. He was arrested, and he was on the job. He was recording this protest, but he was on a sidewalk that it looked public, but it ended up being private property. And that's the thing about, especially in Las Vegas, is that you can't really tell what is public versus what's private. So in most places there, it really is private property that you're recording on, and maybe you're just not told not to record. But as soon as the press shows up, as soon as a news station shows up, you can be shut down pretty quickly. He ended up refusing to comply with not recording and then was arrested and then charged with a couple different things, including, I think, obstruction. And I don't know what's happening to him right now and if anything's being thrown out. But they ended up arresting him and ended up making headlines for a while as the fact that he was recording and refused to stop recording. And then I think he also refused to show them ID.
Yeah, I would say a sidewalk, especially any sidewalk anywhere. How can you tell what is private property versus what is public? Were there signs up saying you're now walking on a private sidewalk?
Well, if anyone who's been to Las Vegas would know that you don't see those signs.
You don't see those signs anywhere.
No, you don't. Exactly. You don't. So it's pretty easy to be told not to record. And I have had students told, even here in Macomb, you can't record here, when they're very obviously on public sidewalk property, like on the square, for instance, there maybe at Chandler. So I've had people told you can't record here, where they're within their rights. My best suggestion to people would be to continue rolling, but maybe get out of there, because who knows if you're safe or not. And when it comes to police, sometimes you will comply, or if you choose not to comply, know that you'll probably be arrested. And the author of this article we're talking about, he said maybe keep rolling, or maybe go with a partner to continue rolling to cover everything that you can't cover once you're being arrested, because that's probably what's coming next.
And I've taught my photojournalism students from the book, what the law says is, once again, within public property, you have the right to do that. And what is your intent? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to collect that which is record that which is viewable by everyone else in public? Or if you're trying to peer into something that is private or you're not supposed to be, then you're crossing a boundary, and you have to be careful about what you choose to shoot and record and what you don't. You have to be knowledgeable, be cognizant of that as you go through that.
Basically, the idea is if anyone in a public place could see something, that's fair game?
Yes, and not going to the extent of using, saying, a telephoto lens to peer into someone's office window or something, which is meant to be, or someone's bedroom or home for that matter. If it's in within public view and is in with reason, and your intent is to, collect the news that has a public interest, then, that would be fair game, obviously. But you're crossing the line going beyond that.
Hey, we've crossed the line on time for today. We need to wrap things up, but our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.